This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
How many times have you been asked if you could be a reference for someone? Or maybe you're going for a job and they're asking you to list references and you don't know whether or not, like, who to put or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, you feel if you pick the right people, basically, that could be the difference between you getting the job and not getting the job. And that goes both ways.
Yeah, Jane Manley is the Vice President of Human Resources at Connoisseur Media.
First, let me just say thanks for having me on your show. It's an honor. I would just want to note I'm not an attorney and this is not legal advice.
Jane, how much merit do you put into somebody's references?
I put a lot into it. I think it's part of the whole interview process. You know, they've given the references that they want you to check, right? You're calling on people that will hopefully give them great references. But you want to be sure, too, that you have a conversation with their reference and kind of get to know them a little bit. You know, a deeper dive, if you will, into the candidate's experience. And I like to start off by telling them about the role that the candidate has applied for, what the responsibilities would be, overall what their experience has been working with that candidate.
If I understand correctly, Jane, is first and foremost, you want to figure out whether or not the person whose name and number they've given to you is a crazy person or a regular person.
Right.
And, absolutely.
And
yes.
Then,
you don't want to call any crazy people.
Right. Because, you know, the word of a crazy person, right. And then, of course, you want to talk to them about the responsibility. So I love it. You're calling somebody and you're going, listen, I understand that this is your friend, and if you want to do something nice for them, that's great. But they're going to be in charge of heavy machinery or something that could land on somebody's head. You kind of put the pressure on them to tell the truth. You put the onus on them.
Right. You know, and to be fair, too, you want to be fair to the candidate, and you want to, you know, factual information, just not their opinion. But, you know, they might say, look, yeah, you know, they were a great employee. I had no problems, blah, blah, blah. Well, I need a little bit more information. What did you do? How did you work with them? How was your relationship? How did they work with other people?
You know, it's happened to me before, Jane, where people have listed me as a reference, and then I get a phone call out of nowhere, and I definitely wasn't expecting it. Like, you should always let your references know, right?
Absolutely, because nobody wants to be called out of the blue.
Is it illegal? I mean, I feel like I've heard this before, and I'm just not sure if it's true. Is it illegal for you to say something negative about somebody, right? Like, if somebody's called you either as a reference or maybe you're a past employer, can you comment on the fact that they weren't good at their job or whatever it may be?
In that respect, then, what you would just say is most employers, and even our policy is the same way, is we only comment on the employee's job title and their dates of employment, and we don't give any other information. I'm sorry.
Mm. Oh.
Uh-huh.
But
you
is that code
means.
Word for?
Right.
Yeah, they were
and
a real pain.
Typically, yes. And that typically would be sort of like, you know what, this, and then you need to kind of, you know, if I'm checking the references, I kind of need to go on to two or three more to see if I'm kind of going to get the same vibe.
If somebody was fired, do you have to tell them that they were fired, they were let go, for like if it was violent or something terrible happened, or do you just
even
confirm
something? Yeah, if they were violent, then, you know, as an employer, we definitely have an obligation in human resources to tell them that, you know what, this was an event that happened, and I'm obligated to tell you about it. If it was a crime or, you know, a real threat, and we terminated them, then we would have to disclose that.
One last thing. Jane, when Raven got this job, I wanted to call you to complain that he had too many piercings, and I thought it was obnoxious.
I had 6 or 7, Jane. I'm not sure. I can't really remember. But
it was
one
too many.
Other.
It was too many piercings.
Too many.
And I wanted to report him to you, and I opted not to just because I'm a good person.
Probably a big mistake.
Yeah. But if you would have gotten that call, what would you have done in that situation?
Well, I said, Anna, you know, that's your opinion, but, you know, I mean, he's entitled to wear how many ear piercings he wants to.
You heard
the
that?
Correct answer, Jane, was it's a damn funny show, and you're going to have to deal with it, Anna Zapp.
Oh, I thought she would have fired you immediately on the spot.